Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
But I want to talk to somebody who's truly inspirational. I'm thrilled to be speaking to Benji Bennett, an Irish author and founder of the Adam's World Children Book Series, someone you may be familiar with. Back in 2007, Benji tragically lost his son Adam to a brain tumour and the unthinkable loss for most of us. Since then, Benji has made it his life's mission to remind parents to spend time with their children and tell them how much they are loved. And I can't think of a more important message, particularly this time of the year. His debut book, Before You Sleep, became a bestseller with over 1 million copies sold. And it won 2 Irish Book Awards. And Benji went on to write 9 further books in the Adam's Cloud series. And he joins us on the line. Benji, good evening to you.
Good evening, Niall. How are you?
Congratulations, firstly, on the success of the books. It's been amazing. I actually have heard of the Adam's World children's books. And congratulations, but commiserations and certainly my condolences on the loss of your son, Adam, and the reason why we're talking about this today. And it is unthinkable for parents to even think that, you know, they would lose a child. You never expect to lose a child before you go yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I suppose it's one of those things you hear it, and even before we lost Adam, you hear all these horrendous stories about, you know, parents losing their children or awful accidents, and you never think it's going to happen to you. And when it does, you go, you know, sugar, it's just our turn. It's our go. We've got to do it because it's got to be somebody, and you can't believe it's happened to you. You never imagine anything like that would. And
for those who don't know about Adam, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, I think the most wonderful thing about Adam, like any four-year-old, was his innocence. And, you know, all children at 4 years of age, they're not aware of the follies of the world. They're not self-conscious. They're not really aware of themselves as such. They're just in this world of discovery and happiness and security that you try and give them. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to share as much experiences with them so they can develop and grow and you know, be inspired themselves. So Adam was really, you know, at such a tender and cherished age of all of that. So he was fun, he was great. His older brother Harry, who was 6 and a half at the time, he would often go behind Adam because Adam was fearless because, you know, we go over here, we go over there. Whereas Harry, who was older, at 6, would be a little bit, hang on, I kind of went over there before and something happened. And
that's like, going to go wrong, Adam. You just know that's going to go wrong.
So you go first. And I think that's natural with all kids. They've just no inhibitions. They've no fear. And Adam, on top of that, he was just great fun. He was a funny little fella, loved making us laugh, but he also wanted to be good. He wanted to be a good boy all the time. I'm a good boy. And again, not unlike any four-year-old that just you look at and they make you laugh and they make your heart dance. Adam was really had all of those wonderful attributes in abundance, and that's what made him kind of special to us, and that's his energy is what's in all of the books. So besides his beautiful blonde hair and his big brown eyes and his lovely soft golden skin, you know, because it was during summer when we lost him, so he was amazing.
And I'm sorry again, it must have been awful. And when it happened, when the unthinkable happened, it must have taken you a long time to get through that, and that very difficult period in your life before you even thought about doing something like this.
Well, funnily enough, it happens immediately and straight away. We had a wonderful summer with Adam, and he got sick very quickly with just a headache. That happened on a Friday. On Monday, he was in hospital. Monday afternoon, he had a seizure and went into a coma. And then later on that night, he was gone. So
it happened. Just as a point of interest, it happened to my own nephew. He was the same age. He was only about 3 or 4 at the time. And how it started with him was he got a stammer. And they, my sister and her brother, or my brother-in-law, didn't understand what was wrong. And then he started getting sick, and the local doctor just put it down to some sort of virus, or but they weren't happy with that answer. They brought him to the hospital. And just like yourself, they were told, we need to get him straight over to the Mater. They got him over to the Mater, and within 24 hours, he had a massive brain operation to have a tumour removed. Thankfully, he's still with us, but he suffered greatly. He was in a hospital for 4 or 5 years, permanently in hospital for 4 or 5 years, with radiotherapy and chemotherapy and everything else. And it had a long-lasting effect on his life, obviously. But it's something that parents, you know, it's just, it's the nightmare scenario, isn't it? You know, because your kids are sick all the time. They're always complaining about something. And you just never know when that one is the actual serious one, you know?
Yeah. No, you do never know. And, you know, and that doesn't mean you have to worry about every single time you know, they have something. I mean, Molly, who came after, you know, she suffers from migraines, and it took us a while to realise it's just a migraine and not anything else. But yeah, I suppose with Adam, we were kind of lucky in many ways that we didn't have to go through years of suffering and, you know, life-changing results from you know, any treatment or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was here running around. He kind of slowed down a little bit. In hindsight, we look back and we go, yeah, he started slowing a little bit. And then he was gone. So, and we were such a tight, you know, happy family. And, you know, we always were so keen on getting the kids out into nature and just having fun and being a happy family. And that's really what drove everything.
Yeah.
But doing the books, it wasn't something that came later. You know, at the very exact moment when we were told Adam was gone, and I said this all the time, I turned around to Jackie and I said, Jackie, we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay, because we told Adam we loved him every day and we spent so much time and we had so many adventures. And it was at that moment I kind of said, we have to remind parents of the importance of spending time with their children and telling them that they're loved every day. And particularly in those crucial years between 0 and 5 and 6, which is their whole personalities get developed during that time. So we didn't have any video of Adam, because there was no mobile phones and camera phones back then. So we had a bit of camcorder video and, you know, a couple of photographs that if you ever remembered to take the camera out, you'd have them.
Yeah.
So I immediately, first of all, started writing to try and remember Adam and remember the fun that we had and kind of make those videos in my mind so that I wouldn't forget. So I just started writing a whole lot of stuff and just trying to get everything down on paper. And, you know, the amount of times that we spent on British Bay Beach, you know, in the four short years that we had with them, we spent so much time with them. And, you know, all of everything that has happened since started with, you know, a line of I love you much more than the big sandy beach that we used to play with down in British Bay. And that then developed into the book, which is Before You Sleep, which was, you know, all of the wonderful things that kids love: Halloween, Christmas, space, diggers, dinosaurs, a day at the beach.
Hmm.
You know, to tell a child you love them more than all of those things really.
So that's all a child ever wants, really. And people talk about, you know, PlayStations and electronic items and everything else. But really, a child is the happiest when you give them attention and love.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't stress that highly enough, because I'm not a child psychologist, but because of the industry that I'm in, I'm very receptive. So I'm kind of, you know, you hear it and you're hearing discussions and I'm analysing discussions and papers and articles and so on. And, you know, one of my jobs, it's not necessarily as an author as much as I've written the 9 books. My job really, as I see it, is to, nobody told me, for example, I had no idea of the importance of reading to a child, you know, from birth right up to 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. The only reason why I did that is I remember Gay Byrne, God rest him, when I must have been about 9 years of age watching the Late Late Toy Show, Gay Byrne said, the most important thing you can do to your kids this Christmas is read them a story. Now, that stuck with me all of that time until my firstborn, Harry, came along. And I went into Eton at the time and I spent what was £100 on all sorts of books. And I just started reading because, one, I kind of thought that was everybody else was doing it. And two, you know, why wouldn't you, you know, share a beautiful moment of reading a little story with and bringing such imagination and wonder into the minds of a brand new little mind. So that's really...
I mean, isn't it ironic that you said you watched Gay Byrne? And of course, you appear, obviously, one of your books appeared, should I say, on the Late Late Toy Show many, many years later, of course. And I'm actually looking at a picture of Adam here. It's just come up on my screen here. And a wonderful child, actually. He looks a little bit like my brother. When my brother was that young, he had the kind of blonde, curly hair as well. Very, very similar to him. And he's such a beautiful child. And all our children are beautiful. But sometimes our lives are so busy. And it's one of the regrets I always have in life too, you know, at my age now. When I look back, my kids are all grown now. They're kind of 26, 27 years of age, whatever. And I look back and I'm going, was I there for all those milestones? Did I really embrace all those milestones? And I did. I can remember back to talking to them and playing with them when they were children and doing these little fantasy stories with them. And my son used to pretend he was a builder when he was only three and I had to pay him £50 to scrape the wallpaper off the wall when he was helping me one day scrape wallpaper off a wall. And I always remember my daughter standing out while I was in the middle of the summer. I was hosing some potted plants on the wall and she loved me just pouring the hose over her head. And all those, just those wonderful moments just come back to you when you suddenly see a young child again. And I think it's something that we really need to do is to embrace children. And reading a story to them at night is that little special time where you just take 10 or 15 minutes of your time to enhance their imagination, because that's what it does, doesn't it?
Well, for me, it does a multitude of incredible things. And there's so much nostalgia there as well of going back in the memories. And All of the stuff that I did for Adam, I thought they were going to be lovely memories he would have of me as a dad. You know, when he'd be older, he'd always remember the fun he'd have and the crack and the giggles and all that kind of stuff. Little did I realise that they were actually my memories of him because he would go before me. But with reading, I often compare reading to, you know, what's the first thing a mother does when a child is born? She grabs her baby, pulls that child close into her chest, you know, wraps her arms around it, tells the child, you know, I'm going to love you, I'm going to mind you, I'm going to protect you. Now, what the child is getting at the minute they're born is that sense of security, the smell of skin, the beat of a heart, the sound of a voice, and that lovely reassurance. Now, go forward just 3 weeks and put a child on your chest and read them a story with your arms around them. I love you, the sound of your voice, the beat of your heart, the warmth of your skin, the smell, everything happens. And that security and that bond and that connection gets stronger and stronger.
And it doesn't matter if they don't, at that age, obviously, it doesn't matter if they don't understand the story. It's the tone of your voice. It's your voice. Yeah.
They feel, I say it to everybody, because I know so much all the time, said, don't expect, you know, reactions from them because they haven't developed their muscular, you know, coordination yet. They kind of smile half the time.
Yeah.
But they're feeling it. They're getting it the whole time. And then they start smiling. So don't wait until, you know, you get the smile that you know it's happening. I can guarantee you, and it's proven in child psychology, that it's happening. And for me, if it's done, you know, if every child is told that they're loved, you know, we don't have to worry about the future because they'll have their resilience, their confidence, their communication skills, all of those type of things. Everything comes from that, you know, childhood age. Now, obviously, as they grow older and they learn, develop, and 9, 10, 12, 15, it's still happening. But such a huge amount.
Well, now, as a parent, I'm sure you know yourself at this stage, as a parent, when they become 15, you become an embarrassment to them.
So, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Or as I was told once or twice, you're ruining my life.
That's it. Oh, my God, will you just stop?
My life. Yeah, but they still love you. And you know what? When they're our age, you know, and when they're older, they will remember the days that you read them a story. And they will remember those things, because I remember all the wonderful moments with my parents. And there's a lovely message, by the way, on your website, and I just wanted to read it because I thought it's lovely. And it's Adam's message, bringing families closer. Adam is an angel and lives on a cloud and makes his mummy and daddy so proud. With long golden hair, you just could not miss He always has time for a hug and a kiss. The message he sends from his cloud every day is to spend more time with each other and play. The most important thing in life is this: show your love, your family, with a huge hug and a kiss. And I think that's just wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And that's Adam's message. And I suppose the beauty of the power of reading and telling the kids, you know, you're loved. I've been doing a tour with Dun Stores. I was in Corniscourt over the weekend. I'm trying to make this story. It's up there on my Instagram. And
is this the one on your Instagram that you shed a tear over, I think, recently?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know how I got through the day. Look, you know, this time of the year, it's Christmas. Everyone gets a bit nostalgic and a bit emotional about things, and it's all, you know. And then, you know, you kind of weigh that against what's going on in the world, and you go, you know, oh my God. But on a Thursday, a lovely gentleman, both these men wanted to remain kind of anonymous. So first gentleman came in and he bought a full set of my books off me, and he tapped his card and I handed over the books. And he said, now what I want you to do with those books is I want you to decide who to pass them on to. I want you to give those books to a family or a child that you think would need them. Because the idea of a child being told that they're loved through your books is so important and so positive, I want to spread that on. And I went, oh my God, well, thanks very much. And I said, look, I'm not going to let you down. And I'll make sure that I do that. And there's often time I'd be doing it anyway.
Giving them a good home.
There's always somebody you kind of go, there's an extra something there. Anyway, so the following day, a chap came in. His wife bought a book. And he comes up and he goes, hey, listen, buy a few extra ones. They're lovely books. So we had a little chat. And I said, look, you know, there's other books and there's a teddy bear there. You can come back later on if you like. And, also, you know, it's all about telling the kids, you know, that they're loved, and you can check out my website. So he goes off and he comes back and he said, you know, he had a coffee just in Dunn's. He came back and he said, listen, I just saw your website. I think what you're doing is amazing. And he got into a story of his own life. And this, what didn't come across in that video on Instagram, was he came from, you know, a disadvantaged childhood. He was on the streets at 12, hit drugs, almost died from drugs, but turned his life around, put himself through college, worked so hard, and, you know, ended up getting a job. So he's working and his life is wonderful.
Yeah.
And he says, I was never told I was loved. I never had that. We were just left thrown on the streets and off we went. And, you know, what you're doing is, if I had that, I would have been saved so much of that.
Yeah.
So, and he was saying that he did a lot of charity work with disadvantaged families. And I went, okay, chap yesterday bought a load of books. I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to throw an extra few on top, because I know that you're going to be able to put these books in homes where they're really needed the most.
Yeah.
So he, you know, we're hugging it out, and, you know, I think he's amazing. He's loving the message. So he takes all the books and he said, I can promise you we'll do it and we're going to meet again. We'll have a coffee in the new year. He said, before I go, I just want to tap my card for another 100 euros worth of books, and I want you to carry that on. Because
oh, that's lovely.
What's in that book is around Christmas time, and it's not just, you know, about the money. It's about the children being told that they're loved.
Yeah.
And that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And of course, that's because of Adam and the whole emotion of that. Adam, Christmas, I'm tired. It's been a mad run of us, but it was incredible.
And the books, by the way, are amazing. They get amazing reviews, and parents absolutely love the books.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely great. I love that.
You can buy the books, by the way, if anybody wants to buy any of the books. And they're beautifully illustrated, by the way, Adam's Amazing Adventures. But they're beautifully illustrated. You can buy the whole pack of books, by the way, in one go if you want to, which would be nice to have them all there to have a different book to read every now and again. I'm not trying to do a sale, by the way. I'm just telling people it would be nice.
Because go ahead. You're allowed.
It would be nice to have all the books. And there's even teddies available, too, that they can associate with the books as well. The Bare Necessities for Christmas.
Late Show, by the way.
As seen on the Late Late Show. Look, there's loads of stuff on the website that would make any child's eyes light up. And there's some beautiful books. I'll mention a few of them there. Before You Sleep, When You Were Born, Adam and the Magic Rainbow, Adam Saves Christmas, Adam's World of Wonders, Adam's Amazing Space Adventures. That sounds good. Adam's Saves the Seasons, Adam's Pirate Treasure, and Adam's Greatest Inventions. You know, that when I'm looking at the cover of Adam's Greatest Inventions, it always reminds me of my very first book that my parents bought me was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Or no, Charlie Charlie and the Glass Elevator, which was the name of the book, which was Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, which is the movie.
Yeah.
And it was Charlie and the Glass Elevator. And that kind of looks like it. Adam looks a little bit like Charlie in that book, and it kind of reminds me of my childhood as well. But the illustrations are just so colourful and so gorgeous. And I can imagine any child in their bed at night, you can almost see the parent lying there beside some little 3 or 4 year old looking at those colourful pictures, because there's so much to see in each picture, by the way. Which is really important for a child to point out to all the different things as castles and flying. What was that? A flying what is it? Adam's World of Wonders. What's that? A flying what?
Yeah, see, that's Adam's cloud, you see.
So that's the cloud itself.
The cloud comes in and it's kind of Peter Pan style. He comes into the room and twists them off on these wonderful adventures. And I think for me, as parents today, I've done it myself. We're busy and we're always spending the day shouting, screaming and giving out and come on, hurry up, eat your dinner, don't do that. You know, God almighty, this, that and the other. So, you know, they're always in this kind of mad, rushed, crazy world of hurry up and, you know, I do it and get in the car, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that 10 minutes then at the end of the day just erases all of that.
Yeah.
And it's 10 minutes of calm and quiet, trying to go to sleep. I love you so much. And away you go. And every book ends with that little picture of Adam.
And that wonderfully inspiring story, I would say to people, by the way, if you don't have children or your children are all grown up now, maybe you have grandchildren, by the way, you can buy them for them. But if you don't have children, what a wonderful idea to buy them for children who want them. Because sometimes there are people who are, you know, not quite as fortunate and mightn't have the money to spend or whatever it is. Mm. And books
are so
important.
And some people
don't
know the importance of it as well.
Yeah.
Some people might think they just don't realise. I get it all the time. Asher, they're only 6 months, or Asher, they're only one. And I can't say anything. I'm just kind of trying to encourage them and do it. So, my big message is that, you know, please, you know, if you can and, you know, try as best you can and really make that effort. It's just that 10 minutes at the end of the day. If there's nothing else that you do with them, just, you know, it doesn't have to be one of my books. It can be any book. My books just happen to end with how much the kids are loved before they go to sleep. But any book, take the time. It's really, really important. And that's kind of the message from Adam's Cloud and Benji Bennett and Adam.
Well,
and
again, for Christmas, by the way, I always remember at Christmas time, we used to always get a book. Nowadays, you don't see that as much. But we used to always, Christmas in my house, quite traditional. You got your main present, you got a surprise, you got an annual or a book.
Yeah,
and you got a selection box. I was only out the other day, actually, and I was in Works, one of those shops that sells a lot of books, and I was looking to see could I find the annual that I used to get for Christmas, which was the Wizard and Chips, which
Wizard
I know.
I remember it well.
Yeah. And do you think I could find it? No, the only thing I find was Beano, which is still just about hanging in there, the Beano. It was just about hanging in there, but I couldn't find the Wizard and Chips. So if anybody's listening and has the Wizard and Chips annual, please send it in to me here at Castle Forbes House, Castle Forbes Road. And failing that, buy a nice book for your child for Christmas. You couldn't think of something better. If you want to go to the website, it's adamscloud.com. That's adamscloud.com. Or indeed, you're touring the country, you can buy them in most bookshops, I assume.
Most bookshops, yeah. And it's I'm in Dun Stores in Stephen's Green next week, if anyone's in town, and Dundrum the following week. And of course, anybody can give me a note, click on Adams_cloud on the lovely Instagram.
Yeah.
So always try to, you know, I'm useless at all that social media stuff. I do my best, but
I know the feeling. Yeah.
I get it out there.
I try my best. I'm usually, but people.
I'm a dinosaur.
I'm just controversial. I just use it for controversy. That's it.
Yeah,
this is the non-controversial part of the show.
There we go. Very good.
Listen,
very good.
It's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much indeed, Benji Bennett, and I appreciate you coming on to tell us all about Adam and how wonderful he was. And he sounds like a wonderful child, and his memory will live on through your books and live on in the mind of every little child out there who gets a copy of the book as well. Thank you very much indeed, Adam. Or Benji.
Thank you very much, man. Nice.
There you go, Benji Bennett. You can go to the website, by the way, again, I'll mention it again. It's adamscloud.com, adamscloud.com. And there's a wonderful range of books. You can buy them all together if you want to. By the way, they do a kind of special. I'm not trying to do a hard sell here, by the way. I'm just letting you know. You can do. You can buy them all together, and it's kind of better value to buy them all. And it'll be a nice selection for the children. They're very colourful, illustrated books. And he is right. It doesn't matter whether you buy his books or somebody else's books, by the way, for your kids. It's really important to enhance a child's imagination at that age. You might think they don't understand, but they see the pictures and they hear you reading it and they hear the tone of your voice. And when they hear that, they know you're there. They feel secure. They know you're beside them. And it's something they'll remember for the rest of your life. I can remember when I was a kid. And my mum used to read to me every now and again. She used to sing songs to me as well, by the way. She used to sing this one, "I wouldn't leave my little wooden hut for you." Anyone ever hear that? No, I'm not going to start singing it, by the way, because I get all emotional if I start singing it now. Anyway, but that was the song she used to sing. "I wouldn't leave my little wooden hut for you." And she'd sing me that at night. And then in the morning, by the way, she would annoy us because you'd be half asleep in the morning, you know, to go to school, whatever, 6 or 7 years of age. And at the time, Terry Wogan had released the Brighouse and Ristrick bass brand. You remember that? She would be dancing in the kitchen at 8 o'clock in the morning. There was something wrong with her. She'd be dancing with a set of bells she had on a string. Some great memories. Well, look, you can create great memories for your children. Remember all those memories by buying them a book. It doesn't have to be that one. It doesn't have to be Adam's story, but it can. But it can be any book with nice illustrations. That's all they want.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.